Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with number three, thethirdingredient.com. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, seriously credentialed cybersecurity expert, thesecurityadvocate.com. Is that right, Scott?
Sure.
So check that out there. Hey, Scott, the big news these days is the Capital One breach. Tell us what happened.
So this was an interesting one. Over 100 million customers were affected to start with. And it looked like basically what was being exposed was credit card application data for people who applied between 2005 and 2019. Yeah, that's a pretty big span of time. And they said it worked out to roughly 100 million people in the United States and another 6 million in Canada. And the data that leaked potentially included, you know, names, addresses, zip codes, also phone numbers, email addresses, dates of birth, self-reported income, as well as information like credit scores, credit limits, balances, payment history, contact information. I think you get the point. A lot of bad stuff. And also about 140,000 Social Security numbers, as well as I think something like 80,000 linked bank accounts. Yeah, it was a lot.
Wow.
There was also transaction data spread out over 2016, 17, and 18 over a total of about 23 days. The really funky part here is what was apparently done was an insider who supposedly used to work for
a young
Amazon,
lady.
Apparently.
A young lady.
Yeah.
This time a female, not some dashing little pimply-faced kid in the basement. It was a young lady.
Well, you know, that's always the thing people assume it is. Like, oh, yeah, it must
Who
be some, you
Who
know, guy,
guy
living in a basement. It's like, no, it's definitely not that many of the times. You know, part of the problem here is when someone has, quote unquote, inside access, it's much easier for them to get a hold of something. This is always one of those great threats because a lot of security defenses are designed around what you call a perimeter approach. Sort of like try and imagine you have a castle with a big castle wall. The idea is you're trying to keep the invaders outside the castle wall. The problem is if the bad guy, or girl in this case, is inside the castle wall already, they can rob you blind while you're busy looking out.
And also leave a bomb behind. We've seen that happen before to go off at a later date when they're long gone. So let me ask you a question. Even though the breach covered a number of years, it happened recently, right? She just went back that far in her breach, right? It wasn't going on for 15 years.
Yeah. You know, a lot of it is the data was still sitting on the systems and was unprotected enough that she could get to it. I mean, that's a lot of the problem here.
Yeah. Did she do any damage? Did she actually commercialize? Did she benefit financially from this, or was it just a breach that happened and it wasn't like the Cambridge Analytica thing?
Well, that's the thing. You know, here we don't know yet. Is it possible? Yeah, it's very possible. That's the thing. If it's been sold and monetized, it's not like anybody who'd take that information would then advertise, hey, I've got all this information, which I'm going to use to steal from people. They're going to be quiet about it so they can kind of try and trick people later and make money off of that. So I guess the best answer to that is I'd love to say no, but probably yes.
You're saying we don't really know what the damage is yet, but it probably is some damage. but we really don't know if she was just messing around. It could be, maybe I'm being naive here, but it could be like the old breaches, the original ones, was just some kid who said, I'm going to go mess with these people. You know, I wouldn't know how to commercialize. I don't want to commercialize. I just want to mess with them. What do you think?
Well, it's funny because one of the reasons they caught her is because she was literally bragging about it online in basically the equivalent of a chat room nowadays where effectively some people heard it went, you did what? And they basically reported her.
And that's how Capital One found out. They didn't even know before. If she had kept her mouth shut, we might not have known it for 10 years.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, a lot of hacks like that have already happened and are still happening as we speak. In terms of her just doing it for fun, maybe. The thing is, it's so much easier to monetize this sort of stuff than it used to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of availability on what you call the dark web, where you can sell stuff like this and make a lot of money without too much effort.
Let me ask you a question, Scott. What can companies do to protect themselves? You know, you and I spent how many hours talking about how to put your firewalls up and your systems, your passwords, and all that sort of thing. How do you protect from an insider?
Well, a couple of things. For one thing, there are a lot of ways to limit inside access within a network. Just because someone's in the network doesn't mean they should be able to get to everything. The data itself should be protected. Certainly, it should be encrypted. It should also, when you've got something that's as old as this data was, it shouldn't be accessible on the network anyway.
It ought to be over in a file somewhere, right? Somewhere that's offline almost.
Yeah. Or even delete it if it isn't actually needed anymore.
Right.
A lot of places tend to go with the idea, well, we might need this in 20 years for no particular reason.
Right.
And that's bad because it basically just leaves a target there.
That's a really good point. When everything was in a filing cabinet, we would clean those out every 3 or 4 years. Now that it's ones and zeros, we act like there's infinite storage. We'll keep it forever.
Well, plus, since you're looking at ones and zeros, basically everyone around the world, if that filing cabinet is still attached to your network, anyone can step right in that room and just open up the cabinet and look.
How many companies do you think have gotten religion since this happened and are focusing on this anew? Have you been hearing about that?
Oh, just the last week or two? I haven't heard anything yet. I'd love to say, aha, they noticed, but I'm forever not surprised when I find out companies aren't protecting data properly.
God help us. The Security Advocate. Mm-hmm. That's how you find Scott Arno, folks. As you can tell, he's very smart. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.